The far radical Islamic organisation Hizbut Tahrir released a statement last night, and I got a mention in the statement after ripping into Hizbut Tahrir yesterday on the program over that ridiculous video put out by some of their female spokespeople. The women's group of Hizbut Tahrir put out a video yesterday essentially defending the right of husbands to belt up their wife. So they were defending wife bashers yesterday, saying if you're going to hit your wife, you should only do so gently and only use a small stick. So I ripped into them yesterday on television and also on radio. And last night they said this: as for the media coverage and political commentary on the matter, well, what can one say? Apparently the likes of The Australian, shock jocks like Ben Fordham and Andrew Bolt, the government ministers, they care about women and the violence against them. These are the same folk whose careers have been built on the consistent, shameless demonisation of Muslim women and Islam generally, and who carry water from the political establishment and its foreign policies that kill thousands of women every year in Asia and Africa and destroy the lives of many more. As I said to news.com.au last night, they're annoyed because I slammed their support for wife bashing. So I view their criticism of me as a badge of honour. I'm a white ribbon ambassador. I've got a track record of speaking up on these issues regardless of who's involved, and I won't take a backward step when confronting violence against women or anyone who condones it. And I did receive a note from a young Muslim lady overnight. Ben, as a Muslim girl, I say thank you. Hizbut Tahrir are nothing but a whole bunch of Islamic State-supporting idiots. Honestly, I was so disgusted by the women in that video who were saying that it's a blessing. Well, yes, the reference to a blessing is because in the video, one of them even said, if a husband hits his wife, it's a blessing, please. 131873, we'll try not to focus on too many of the negatives today because it is Good Friday. Happy Easter, mate, says Michael. Just on the Yanks dropping the biggest ever bomb, he's suggesting that that's not the case. Barnes Wallace of Dambusters fame invented the 22,000-pound Grand Slam bomb, which was carried by the famous four-engine Lancaster bomber during World War II. So for the fact that it's the biggest ever is fake news, the POMs get there first. Well, hang on a moment. 22,000 pounds is 9.97 ton, Mick. And according to the Americans, the one that was dropped on Afghanistan was 10 ton. So I know that it's very close, but I'm just giving the conversion.